And we can go for another 15 minutes or so, or as long as anybody wants to. Representative Davis, please continue with what you were saying.
Well, I just want to say that there was several examples of the reason where the Belize, Velez and Lurchenstein cases, and those were cited as reasons for the need for this bill based on what the rulings were. So, it'd be appropriate if you had time to look at those and then see what the justification for the proposal here. But so I'd be interested in your comments on this.
Well, what I will do is I'll review the tape, because the Velez case has to do with one issue, the Lurchenstein case has to do with the evidentiary issue. I'd like to review in the context which these cases were brought up, and I'll be happy to provide written comment or testify, but it would be difficult for me to just sort of jump in regarding each of those cases, which are both important cases, and sort of apply them to these situations without knowing what Ms. Otto had used them for.
Exactly. Well, we can get that tape. That'll go on in the pouch tomorrow, so you should be able to have it by Thursday.
Well, perhaps the better way of proceeding would be for me to review that tape, and I can deal in a more specific way with this bill and also with the comments and questions which have come up in the context of this hearing. I'm happy to reserve my time until the time I've had an opportunity to review that tape and take a closer look at this bill, if you'd like.
Yes, we would like that very much. And what I would like to do, because we have heard one side of the story, and at least to me, there are some compelling arguments, at least on some of the issues that are raised, at least with respect to some crimes. I would like you to review them and then to talk with Ms. Otto and see if you both can reach some kind of an accommodation on some of these factors. And then let Representative Donnelly and myself know about that, because we have, at least potentially, and I'm not doing this on the basis we've got zillions of cases and the courts are overloaded. I don't consider that the main reason that's being advanced, and that's not the main reason that I'm here today and the committee's here today.
I can't hear you.
Did you hear anything I said?
I broke in as soon as I heard you breaking up.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, okay. This may be a little better. What I'd like you and Ms. Otto to do is to discuss this 313 version. I'm not certain that it's perfectly drafted or whatever, but I want you to discuss whether there really is a problem and listen to what she is saying, and for her to listen to what you are saying, and let us see what we can do to try to see if we can make this fair from both sides, okay?
I'll be happy to do that, Representative.
And the committee and the staff are available to help and to work with both of you. And what we want to do is the right thing, and not from the point of view of vicious advocacy on either side. We want to try to make this a reasonable result.
I understand.
Okay. Anything else any member of the committee has? If not, thank you, Mr. Salemi. Thank you, Ms. Otto. This bill will be back before us, and we will have to carry over the other bill, Representative Donnelly, but obviously this is a composite subject that we have in House Bill 20. If not, the time... Anybody else in the room who wants to testify? Okay. Nobody is nodding or leaping to their feet. Ms. Horesky is... with that, it's 2 minutes after 3 on the 13th, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Lori, I thought...